SingerExpress.com.
Somewhere over a distant rainbow, that's the way it seems. America is filled with people following their dreams.
Welcome, everyone, to Singer's Keynotes. I am your host, Sally Morgan. You can find me on the web at vocalpowertools.com and on my membership website, singlikeyouspeak.com. And today, this is really an honor for me to have Andre Kaminsky here with me. I'm going to read about a website that Andre has developed that I think is just one of the coolest things going. Her website is called SingerExpress.com, and it is the place on the web where singers and producers connect. This is reading off of the website right now. We showcase both proven performers and fresh up-and-coming vocalists, so producers and writers can easily search, screen, and hire today's signature sounds and tomorrow's top talent. Our mission is to connect singers and producers so they make beautiful music together. SingerExpress.com unites the power of the internet with founder Andre Kaminsky's 25 years of experience in the entertainment industry. No industry has been more impacted by the evolution of the web than the music industry. At SingerExpress.com, we empower singers and producers by giving them 24/7 access to the talent and connections which are so vital to success in this fast-paced and highly competitive field. Founder Andre Kaminsky, who is our guest today, first connected singers and producers in the offline world through her company, Fretless Productions Management, LLC. By providing career guidance and management services, Fretless Productions set the standard for providing a portfolio of services that allowed singers to focus on what they do best, which is sing. Working with many of the top ad agencies, music producers, music supervisors for film and television, casting directors for Broadway musicals, A&R people for the record companies, and personal managers, Andre and her associates worked behind the scenes for a diverse client roster. Vocalists with whom Andre has worked include James Brown, Cher, Bette Midler, Chaka Khan, Madonna, Clint Black, Ray Charles. I'm getting a complex here, Andre. Average White Band, Deep Purple, and Kansas, among others. Corporate clients include IBM, NBC, CBS, ABC, Animal Planet, The Food Network, and Will & Grace. You've heard Fretless Productions talent on thousands of radio and television commercials, including Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, McDonald's, Dr. Pepper, Toyota, CoverGirl, and Gatorade. With Singer Express, Andre takes her business to the next level, broadening the reach of her network and optimizing the process of connecting singers and producers. In an industry where finding new talent and meeting deadlines is paramount, Singer Express allows producers to screen, audition, contact, and hire the perfect vocalist in record time. For singers, SingerExpress.com fast tracks your exposure to the industry professionals who can launch and advance your career. Whether you're just beginning in the business or if you're a seasoned pro, SingerExpress is a vital resource for anyone competing in this fast-paced, ever-changing industry. Welcome, Andre.
Thank you. That was a lovely introduction, and I am honored to be speaking with you.
Oh, wow. When I heard about this website, and I can't even remember exactly how I heard about it, I was so excited that... Now, one of the things that I deal with as a vocal trainer is singers who don't want to do anything to market themselves because they feel that's taking away from their artistic pursuit. And there are all sorts of reasons why people get hung up on that. But to be able to join this website and have your stuff out there 24/7, you don't really have to do anything. It's out there and it's doing the work for you. The website is doing the work for you.
Well, it's doing part of it.
Okay.
But I think when you say that a lot of singers don't want to market and promote themselves because it might curtail their artistry, I think it's more that, A, they don't know how to market and promote themselves.
Yeah.
And in the traditional model of marketing and promotion, it's quite expensive and quite time-consuming, so that's often a reason that people don't do it. And then simply just not having the wherewithal to know how to begin or what to do.
Right.
And Singer Express is not the answer. It's part of the answer. It's still really important to, in the world of the internet, to have other aspects of your marketing plan, you know, continuing or growing or even creating them if you don't have them, such as a MySpace page and a Facebook page and having a website. Singer Express does not cover all areas of marketing and promoting a singer. What it uniquely covers, first and foremost, is for a singer to be found through their website or through MySpace or through any of the other internet marketing tools that are available for free. Someone has to know their name to be able to find them. That's really important because if a producer or a writer refers a singer and says, oh, you should, you know, find Sue Perry and hire her, they can Google you, they can find you. But what about when a producer and a writer want to find a singer with certain criteria, but they don't have a name, they don't know who to turn to? That's where Singer Express is exclusively going to help a singer where no other marketing plan that they're doing will help them. Because the person searching for the singer doesn't have to know the singer's name. So they can put in, you know, I'm looking for a singer who has a home studio, who sings pop and rock, who maybe, you know, in Spanish and English. And the singers that match those criteria come in a list for the producer to then hear them, see them, get to know more about them, and contact them.
Excellent, excellent. Now, the website represents beginners and then top pros also. What do you say to a beginner or someone who is new to your website, let's put it that way? What should they list on the website? What do they need to come prepared with?
For a new and up-and-coming singer, they don't necessarily have to come prepared with anything. We offer fee-based consulting services so that if they see that they need assistance, they can, you know, what I like to refer to as it's almost personal management tailored to your specific needs. Because we give a pretty good welcome package and pretty good instruction on how to best create your singer page, which is part of your membership fee. And if you want or need additional services, you have access to them. In the end, the most effective singer page is really what I refer to as a singer's business card. Most of you have to present a business card for someone to know who you are, what you do, and how to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
For a singer, you need something significantly different than that, which is for someone to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So you do want to have some type of vocal demo on your singer page. If you have recorded material, you can edit it down and put it in there very easily. If you have nothing recorded, there are certainly many different ways that you can go about and create something quickly and inexpensively, even if you simply use karaoke tracks.
Yeah.
And put your voice on that. But in order to put yourself out there and say, hey, I'm a singer, I'm great, use me, and then no one can hear you, you've effectively shut down the ability to connect.
Sure.
You have to show somebody not only in writing what you do, but they need to be able to hear you. So our singer pages feature a very brief and short bio, and we really try to get everyone to put 3 to 6 sentences, basically discussing the styles that they sing, what they like to sing, anything that's notable about them, and any credits that they have. Keeping it very short, a photo, and then some vocal demos. And then the critical element is your vocal styles, which we have a list that you can choose from of over 40 vocal styles. And if you, there's one that you sing that's not up there, we will add it for you. And that's a really critical element in knowing what styles you sing best, mm-hmm. and then making sure your vocal demos match those styles.
Right. As far as the demos go, you said a recording with a karaoke track is okay. Do you believe that your singers who have professionally produced demos have a higher success rate than those who are coming with a garage band, shall we say, kind of recording?
What I learned, interestingly enough, through managing singers for over 25 years at Fretless, is that the answer to your question is yes and no. Are those producers out there that want to hear the voice in its rawest form, they want to use their own ears, and they're very, very comfortable with that. Mm. And a fancier demo, a better produced demo, you know, really doesn't, it is not what's influencing them. It's all about the voice, and they zero in. So for those producers, it makes no difference at all, as long as the voice is the critical element in the demo. So you're not, your voice is not mixed so low behind the musical track that mm-hmm. they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Or so many effects on your voice that they can tell you've used a lot of electronics to alter your voice. That's not a great idea for a new singer trying to expose their vocals. However, there are other producers and writers, and I would like to just say that producers is somewhat of a misleading term, but I've yet to find a better term.
Okay.
Basically, everywhere on our website and all our marketing promotion refers to producer members and singer members. Producer members equals anyone who hires vocal talent, and they're not always producers.
Right.
But we have yet to come up with a better way to define that group, so keep that in whenever hearing the word producer, they are not necessarily a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are those producers that very much either want to hear from someone who's worked with the singer to verify that that's what they do. They want to hear full up production. And for those people, you know, better produced demos are going to produce better results. But there's enough hiring producers out there that there's a place for everyone.
Excellent. So I forgot my question.
I had one thing to add while you think of the question.
Yeah, please do.
And tell you the biggest mistake that we see time and time again on the singer's business card, being their vocal demo, is that they put entire songs, or they, even if they put an edit of a song, they will have, and you see this on MySpace all the time, which loads very slowly as it is, that you will have 5 to 20 seconds of guitar or piano or instrumental intro.
Yeah.
That is the single most annoying thing to someone who is trying to hire a singer. What they want to do is hit play and hear you sing. So editing your vocals demo to the actual vocal is critical, and I would say 90% of the singers do not do this on any place where they post their music. And even when we tell them, even when we instruct them, even when we remind them, and sometimes it's just a matter of people don't know how to edit their own material, or they want to just do it the way they've always done it. But if you always do what you've always done, then you'll always get what you've always gotten. We're trying to change that.
Exactly.
So we do offer fee-based editing services, which are relatively inexpensive, where if you don't know how to do it, or you don't have friends who will help you in a timely manner, because we often say check with your friends, they might be able to help you, but a lot of times your friends go, yeah, we'll get to it, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, members can send us an MP3, we'll give them a price. It ranges anywhere from $25 to $100, depending on how many songs and how much information they're giving about the edit. And within 48 hours, we'll turn around and edit and put it on their page for them.
That's really inexpensive. That's very inexpensive, having been in a studio recently.
We try to keep all the services really reasonable and really affordable, because if people can't use what we're doing, there's no point in us doing it. So the goal here is ultimately to help everyone get where they need to be. And I think of myself as the owner and creator of this company, in the grander scheme of life, as a conduit. My job and my place is to help make the connections happen.
Right, right. Does a producer ever come to you and say, Andre, have you worked with this person personally? Do they actually come to you for that? Or on a singer page, can they also put references?
I guess singers could put references on their singer page in the bio area. We have not had people do that yet, so that's an interesting point that you bring up, and we certainly haven't recommended it. We have two types of membership. Again, we are constantly trying to address the producer's different needs. And as I said, there's those producers that want to use their own ears, and they don't really want any input from us. Mm-hmm. There are those producers who do. We offer a premium screen membership, which anyone who achieves premium screen membership status means that through a series of processes that we've developed, we will basically verify that what you hear on their demo, they can recreate quickly, in tune, and on time. Mm. And the reason we did that is I can sing. I'm not a singer, but I can sing. If you put me in the studio with a really good producer and really good equipment, in 8 hours, you can actually probably get a pretty decent vocal.
Yeah.
But it took 8 hours and a lot of equipment. So that's a way for verifying for producers, you know what, this person opens their mouth, sings, and this is what comes out.
Yeah.
But we do offer a premium membership as well, which all members can apply for.
And then you audition them, basically?
We have an audition process. Because we can't be in every town and every city to do live auditions yet. We hope to be, but at this point we can't.
Yeah.
We have different processes depending on where the singer is located, how we evaluate them, and whether they achieve the premium screen status or not.
Wow. That took a lot of planning and thought, didn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly been the biggest undertaking I've ever taken on. I'm certainly a serial entrepreneur and love a challenge. I did think this particular challenge was going to be more simple and straightforward than I originally anticipated. It's way more complex and complicated because I think our biggest battle is we've created the solution to everyone's problems.
Yeah.
Now how do we let everyone know about it?
Right. Well,
so we have our own marketing and promotional
And well, as you know, I have this new membership website that's online vocal training, and I will concur. I thought it was going to be a lot of work, but fairly simple to get it up there and get it running. And 2.5 years later, oh my gosh. So,
well, I think the difference between a sort of static website where it just sort of talks about what you do and who you are, as opposed to what we are, which is a database-driven site, is really, the difference is huge, but until you start to create a different site, you have no idea.
Right. Can you talk about the changes in the music industry in the last even 5 years are huge. What was the point at which you had the aha moment and said, well, everybody else is on the web, how can I make this work?
The aha moment wasn't so much about everyone's on the web, do I need to get on the web, because we had a website for our management clients fairly early on.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'll give you a little history, because that will help you understand Sam, how I came to my aha moment, which was, I know where I was, I know exactly what street I was in my car.
Right.
And it was over 3 years ago. Basically, after managing singers for 25 years, what I learned from the singer population in the last, I would say, 10 years and 5 years more notably, is that more and more singers were coming to me seeking management because they wanted more opportunities to sing, and they knew that they needed some marketing and promotional help, which comes under the guise of management.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good initially because we really got an amazing stable of clients, and our membership was full as a management company, and me being the only lead manager in the company, we could only manage 15 singers effectively at one time.
Hmm.
The better we got at our job and the stronger our relationships developed, we had very little turnover. So I was turning away hundreds of singers who wanted management, but I simply could not manage them because I will not offer my time and my services if I can't meet the demand.
You're right.
So I was turning them away, and in addition to turning them away, I was feeling badly that they just didn't know where to go. So I was spending a lot of time on the phone and on email advising them how to do it on their own.
Oh.
And it was very, very frustrating because I was not spending my time where it needed to be, and I wasn't really effectively helping all the singers I wanted to help. I had investigated at one point opening an agency, because as an agent you can have a lot more clients, but there were many barriers to entry there, and I knew that that was not the answer. Simultaneously, the producers, those that hire singers, who I had developed relationships with through the years, would come to me and say, I want someone new and different. I want someone new and different. So 50% of the calls and contacts coming to Fretless were wanting new and different. Well, I didn't have a big turnover, and I couldn't offer them new and different. So I also couldn't say to them, I can't help you. These were, you know, relationships that were critical to my success.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go out there and find what they needed, but there was no money being generated in this process because I didn't represent the people.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was increasingly more and more frustrated that in trying to do what I wanted to do, I was failing on both sides. And before my aha moment, I had a brief moment of actually bailing out of the entire industry and saying, you know what, I can't do this successfully, I can't do this effectively. I think, you know, this is what I started worked way back when, it doesn't work now, and maybe I just need to call it quits. And the next day, as I was driving into the city and thinking about it, I went, wait a minute, there's a better answer here. Most singers don't need and require the costs and the time of personal management. They need marketing and promotional support. They need guidance. And if I could find a way, instead of being a commission-driven business, which requires a lot of personalized time and attention, if I could start spreading the costs out and marketing and promoting a large group, that would be more effective for the singers, and it would be helping the producers who wanted access to a larger variety of talent than we could offer under management.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my aha moment.
Great. Great. Now, how many levels of membership do you have for singers?
At the moment, we have 2.5.
Okay.
As I said, when you create something like this that's never been done and you've reinvented the wheel as you go,
mm-hmm.
things change and information comes at you that you maybe didn't originally anticipate when you started. So originally we had 2 forms of membership, which were just basic singer membership for anybody. And then, as I spoke about earlier, the premium screened membership.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came across a group of talent that applied for premium screen membership, and we weren't able to screen them yet. So it took some time. So they became a group called pending premium screen singer members, which meant to the people hiring, means they've applied for this, but we haven't approved them yet.
Right.
But the benefit is they come up in premium searches.
Great.
So And then there is a smaller group of singers, a very small group, which I think we will be changing some of this probably in the next year, who applied for it but didn't meet our specifications for a premium singer.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very good and very close, so we gave them ideas and suggestions of how to get there, and we leave them remaining as a pending premium screen singer, so they get the benefit of coming up in those searches. But we cannot, we are not holding the responsibility of verifying.
Okay.
So that's our half.
Do you, I'm just trying to think of, it's so easy to go in the studio and manipulate a voice. Like with one teeny weeny little turn of the knob, you have a completely different sound. Do you require any just wave file of their voice with a solo guitar or something so that you can really hear what they sound like?
For our regular singer members?
Yeah, or anybody.
We do not. We do, as I said, have a lengthy process for people applying for the premium screened singer membership,
mm-hmm.
To verify that that's not the case. But for our general singer membership, producers and those who hire singers, they're pretty savvy, and they can hear effects, they can hear things, and they're going to take a chance when they're trying someone new, and they may ask for, you know, they may say, you know, I've never worked with you, can you just send me a WAV file of you singing a cappella or something? So they can do their sort of own verification, because in the end, those are the people that don't want the expert's opinion, they want to hear it themselves.
Right. Right, that makes good sense. And
the other area that's exploded that we hadn't anticipated when we initially created the site was the advent, you'd asked me about, you know, what changed and with technology, mm-hmm. and the internet, is the home studio and the ability to record from anywhere. That was another huge change that really brought Singer Express on the map and really made it such an important marketing and promotional tool, because now producer and writers in LA and Chicago and the middle of nowhere Kansas and Idaho and Kentucky, who formerly did not have access to a large variety of voices, now they can, because they can actually send a track, have someone put their voice on it, have them email it back, and without ever seeing each other, they can work together. And we've had a large number of connections and jobs generated through the home studio access.
That's totally wonderful. That, well,
yeah, it's been very exciting.
I had breakfast with a friend last week, a songwriter. She, first thing in the door, she said, I'm writing this song, I've done the demo, it sounds awful, I don't know where I'm going to find this specific singer that I need to do this. And it was so great for me to be able to say, well, I know exactly what you should do. And I connected Andre with this woman. My songwriter friend joined Singer Express immediately, and she's on her way. For her, it was a total no-brainer, because now she connects.
One of the services that she was also excited about that many of our producer members are utilizing, and again, it's growing bigger than we initially anticipated, which is we do customized castings for producers and writers, and they're also relatively inexpensive compared to the large casting fees that are generally used, where especially the first time a producer is using the site, not familiar and doesn't know a lot of the singers and often doesn't have a lot of time even to start searching and listening and to singers to find what they want, and words, as we all know, can be limiting.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they say they want a pop singer who sounds like so and so, who has a home studio, and they list all their criteria, it may not bring up the exact results they want. So one of the things that we offer that our producers have used a lot is they will actually send to our administrative staff a descriptive text of what they want. And we send it out to our membership, and they're member-exclusive opportunities. And there can be 10 of them this week and none for a month. I mean, we have no control over when they come in because they're producer-generated. And members have the opportunity to see what the specs are, if they meet the specs, to submit their material. And generally they can say, you know, my name is so-and-so, I have specs for what you're looking for, you can listen to X, Y, and Z on my Singer page. And in addition, I'm including an extra MP3. I can pick it up, so they can include additional MP3s that they may not have posted on their Singer page that apply specifically to this opportunity. And that has been the largest growing arm of our casting department, and it stings even more opportunity because they may have forgotten that they had a great country song that they didn't put on their vocal demo. So they can then submit that separately, and then our team goes through the results, organizes them, and gets them to the producer for them to then go through and choose the singer that they're interested in contacting for the project.
Wow, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. What do you recommend to singers to help them truly stand out on their Singer page?
I think the least important thing is photos.
Okay.
I think the most important thing is if you have a website that really has a lot of information about you, a personal website, that you put a link. There's a special place on your Singer page. It is an additional fee to your basic membership fee. Basic membership fees are $99, and I think a link to your website is an additional $35.
What's the $99 for, Andre?
$99 is a basic membership for 1 year that gives you a Singer page where you can upload one photo, a short bio, 3 minutes total of vocal demo time, and the ability to describe each vocal demo and the style, and 3 searchable styles and 1 searchable language and other information, contact information and things like that about you.
That's so cheap.
Well, it's not our regular book price is much higher. We have lowered it because our producer members are begging for more and more access to a larger variety. So we need to quickly, you know, raise the number of Singer members. So we thought we'll just drop the price and get as many new singers as we can to keep our producers happy.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And singers can add to that package. So you say how to make a great Singer page. If you really sing really well in a lot of different styles and you have demos that show that, you certainly want to put as many edits of as many different styles as you sing on your Singer page. So although you get 3 searchable styles with your basic package, I think it's an additional $7 for each additional over and above those 3 per year. If you really sing in more than 3 styles, it's worth adding that to your page. If you are fluent in additional languages, critical to add more languages. And again, I think having your vocal demo be individual edits of a vocal with a description and a style, even if it's a similar style, let's say they're both pop, but one is a pop ballad and one is a pop up-tempo, it's really important to have as many individual edits as you can on your Singer page instead of one long, you know, vocal demo, which people did in the old days on a cassette, where you'd have 3 minutes from one to the next to the next to the next, because producers would just listen to your whole demo. That doesn't happen anymore. They're searching for a pop singer, and you sing country, they don't want to hear your country. And if they do, they can click on that edit and listen there.
Excellent. How much call do you get for very unique kind of sounds, like somebody who sounds like Minnie Mouse or something as silly as that? Is there call for real specific? Go ahead.
I'll tell you another interesting aspect to Singer Express. because we are a conduit and we are a connector between those who hire singers and singers. I like to refer to it as a dating service. It's only one way because the singers can't find the hiring producers. The hiring producers can find them. However, the majority of connections are made directly. So unless our singer members or our producer members email us and say, hey, we just hired this singer. It was a great experience. Thank you. Or we were looking for this and we found it. Thank you. We don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. We have yodeling as a style. We have whistling as a style. We have all sorts of interesting, unique styles. But I don't know if someone's actually searching, finding someone, and if they're connecting. Of course, for our casting, I am very aware of what people are looking for. And then, as we see all the castings, we know. And generally, they haven't been that unusual. I think the thing that's most unusual about them is that they're either looking for languages, you know, different languages, or the most unusual one that we've had a lot of is voiceover casting. And we are not a voiceover company. But a lot of the companies casting for voiceovers like the fact that a singer has a natural feel and rhythm. Mm. So it's sort of like real people doing voiceovers, but they have a musical sense. So that has increased dramatically and something we didn't expect.
Excellent. Excellent.
Did that answer your question?
I think so. I'm just so fascinated. I'm forgetting what questions I ask even. This website truly solves a big problem. It truly does.
It fills a void that has existed in the music industry for a long time, but it's now more poignant than ever because where the internet's at, you know, 15 years ago, if a producer sitting in Chicago needed access to singers, pretty much without a huge cost for airfare and hotels and everything, they had to look in their own backyard.
Yeah.
And now they can look anywhere, but before Singer Express came to be, how did they find them? So it was word of mouth, and word of mouth was limiting. So, it's filled a void that there's no question in my mind this was needed, and I've been proven right day in and day out. My biggest barrier is getting the word out to all the writers and producers who don't know about it and all the singers who don't know about it.
Yeah, yes. Yes, I hear you big time there. Now, how important is it for a singer to have a home studio?
I think in this day and age, it's really important.
Okay.
I also know that it's not what people think it is something, some big, huge, very expensive setup. But if a singer has a good quality microphone and even a basic program like GarageBand or something, mm-hmm. it gives them the ability to audition for anyone and have good quality auditions for any opportunity. And then if someone really likes them and wants to work with them, but they don't have a full-up home recording studio, very often then the producer or writer will find a studio where they live if they're ready to go to the next step. But I think to have the ability to record something from your home or, you know, from a friend's home nearby, something that you have easy access to, and a good microphone. And we have a couple of strategic partners that we work with, and one of them is M Audio. And they offer our members great service and support and prices on any of the equipment that they need to do this.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I have an M Audio keyboard.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a very good.
Their help and their support and to help you find something that's not, you know, ridiculously expensive, but helping you achieve your goals so that you can grow. And then when you need something bigger, they're there to help you with the next step.
Yes. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, I have a friend who's a major voiceover artist, and he says all you need is a walk-in closet.
Yeah.
And you set up your
studio.
He said just let the clothes hang there because they'll absorb the excess sound. Get yourself a fairly decent microphone, and you're off and running.
I think like the vocal demo being business cards for a singer. I think the ability to have a microphone, the ability to record your voice is critical as your vocal demos these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For voiceovers, all these auditions, we have many people submitting from some program on their iPhone where they just go in a closet, record it on their iPhone and send it in.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
For an audition, that's sufficient.
Really? Wow, boy, that removes a huge barrier to know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
And yeah, I mean, that's why it really increases the opportunities for exposure for singers, because there's so many different ways now to be heard.
Wow.
And there's so many different types of projects and people looking for singers. You know, there's certainly the huge commercial world of radio, TV, and commercial web-based commercials. There's records, there's demos, song demos. There's so many songwriters looking for song demo people to sing their song demos. And that helps a new up-and-coming singer build their vocal demo.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they could even agree to sing for less as long as they're provided with a copy, and that's a great way to start building your vocal demos.
Yeah. Now, is the fee that a singer makes, is that totally between the singer and the producer or the songwriter?
It is completely between the two people that find each other. We have nothing to do with that, and we collect no commissions, and we have nothing to do with that whole process at all, unless one of two things happens. As I said earlier, we try to provide what I call management services that you can custom build as you need them. So if a singer is in a situation where they need to negotiate an arrangement with someone who's hiring them and they don't feel comfortable and they don't want to do it, they can engage our services to represent them on that particular opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that case, we will be compensated. And then the other places, if we do a casting, sometimes the casting companies will hire us also as the entire coordinator, so they'll give us the fee and distribute the fee.
Okay.
But those are the unusual circumstances, but they do occur.
Right, right. Wow, this is marvelous. How much call do you get for, see, when I think of the singer-songwriter world or the world of television and I always think pop music. How much call do you get, or do you have singers that are either classical or more Broadway or jazz? Are those genres also valid?
Absolutely, all styles are valid.
Cool.
And even like you say, within pop, there's so many different pop sounds. So within each style, there's so much variation, but there are people looking for legit singers and opera singers, rock singers, pop singers, Latin singers, Mediterranean singers, African singers. I mean, it's across the gamut.
Fantastic.
If you think about the global music market, mm-hmm. which although we have set ourselves up as the national singers database, we will very quickly be changing to the global
mm-hmm.
global database, because it now is possible to record for other countries as well. And, you know, the need is there for everyone.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
So the styles are not limited at all, because the producer members are varied. So some of them may be commercially based, some may be film based, some may be songwriter based, some may be corporate based. The range is not definable.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. That's exactly where you want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to go back to what singers should take a look at this website.
Any singer that wants to expand their reach for opportunities to sing more.
Beautiful. That's so even somebody who's just starting out, they know they've got a great voice, and don't have that much experience, they can still come on your website and possibly be picked out by a producer.
It's always possible. Anything's possible. And the other thing I think that's really important is to be honest and straightforward. So if this person's never done anything, but everyone tells them they have a great voice, and they decide they want to see, you know, what opportunities are out there and try for things and see, in their bio, I think it would be really important to say, I haven't had a lot of experience. I love to sing. Everyone says I have a great voice. I'd like to do more. What do you think? And I'm a big believer in honest and straightforward, not trying to sell somebody on something you want to be or you think you should be, because you may get called once, but you will not get repeat calls.
Right.
And the goal as a singer is really repeat business. Once you hit next, you want to keep working with that person because that's the most effective marketing and promotional tool that you can use.
Yes.
So you want to let people know what you really do and, you know, where you're at and what you want as a singer.
Right. Right.
And some people may pass you right over for that, but it would have not been a great experience had they gotten you and you weren't what they wanted anyway. We do have some problems with sometimes people have listed that they sing another language, an additional language, Spanish or French. And we're very clear, you need to be fluent. And if you're not, make sure you disclose that. Say, I can sing in French, I can sing in German, I've done a lot of it, but I'm not fluent in the native language.
Right.
Because there's nothing more frustrating for a Mexican producer who's looking to use something in the Mexican market and someone says that they're fluent and they're not, the Mexican market's going to know that. So they wasted their time. So I think disclosure of who you are and what you do is critical.
Yeah.
Not only on our site, anywhere in this industry.
Yes. Yes.
You build your name by integrity, and integrity comes from being straightforward.
Right. And you also mentioned a very critical aspect, which is time.
Yes.
And I would think that a singer would want to keep that in mind as they're creating their singer page, that the more instantaneously accessible they are, even on that page, that that's going to give a producer a good feeling that this person can get in there, get the job done, boom, on to the next thing.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you interview someone for a job and they show up 5 minutes late, that's an integral part of that interview that's never talked about. You know, when you're actually interviewing them, you've noted the opportunity to speak with you and they were willing to waste your time. They didn't leave enough time to get there. Same thing on a singer page. If you're not showing someone that you're willing to create a really good, effective singer page, that may say something about what you're going to be like to work with.
Yes.
So I think, you know, everything that you do gives someone an idea of who you are and what you're like to work with. The secondary part of that is there is no reason, there is no excuse, there is nothing that prevents you from when someone contacts you to responding within 20 minutes. With phones, with internet, and phones with email and texting and all the resources that we not all have access to, when that producer contacts you, and the way they can contact you through Singer Express, there's two ways. You put a contact phone number, which we strongly suggest you get a voicemail box that you can get from many different companies. We don't have a specific company we recommend. They cost about $10 a month, and that's your publicly listed phone number. And then with those voicemail companies, you can make it so that when you get a voicemail on that number, it immediately pages you or gives you a text message that you need to check your voicemail. So it's instantaneous. I recommend that strongly because although it's a membership-only site, I don't recommend ever putting your private and personal cell and home numbers on any site. So that's my suggestion. I can tell you that 80% of our members all put their personal cell and home numbers, so they don't take my advice. But if it were me, that's what I would do.
Yes.
And the other way that people that can contact you through Singer Express is we have an internal messaging system. So you don't give out your email address, your personal email address. They can send you a message. It will go to your Singer Express inbox, and our technology will send that message immediately to your personal email saying, you have a message, check your Singer page. And there, it doesn't tell you what the message is. You have to go into your membership page and look what it is. And at that point, if it's somebody that you want to communicate with, you can respond by saying, sure, love to talk to you. Here's my cell number. Here's my personal email or whatever. But the critical element of all that, I'm explaining to you how it works, but my point, which is more important, is when you get contacted, the very first thing you do is respond.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's the biggest mistake singers make, is that they don't, when they finally get that contact they've been wanting from marketing and promoting themselves and gaining all this additional exposure, someone contacts them and they don't get back to them.
Yeah. Well, that...
in a timely manner.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, that's really good advice then. Andre, I can't say enough how much I respect your vision with this website and how crucial it is to moving the industry through the age of technical communications and making it simple for just making, streamlining this connection between those who need singers and the singers who need to sing. This is just fantastic.
The outpouring of people that mimic what you're saying has been so great that I have been approached to please expand this immediately so that there is a Guitar Player Express and a Express and a Violin Player Express, because this void exists throughout the industry. And my answer to everybody is that we are in the goal to making Singer Express the industry standard for how singers and those who hire singers connect. Mm-hmm. Once we achieve that, we will expand to the rest of the industry.
Yeah. Excellent.
And Sally, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share what we're doing, explain it, give people more information, and get the word out there. I mean, what you're doing is so important and so helpful, and I truly appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share what I'm doing.
Well, you're very, very welcome. And I, as we've been talking, I have made a list of people that I need to tell about this website.
Well, we look forward to hearing everyone. I think the most important thing is if you're interested or you have any questions, please visit the website, singerexpress.com. There's a lot of information on the site. And always, you can email us at info@singerexpress.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Andre. We will be chatting again soon. And for all of you...
I look forward to it.
Oh, good. And for all of you who are listening, I am Sally Morgan. I'm your host for Singer's Keynotes. You can find me on the web at vocalpowertools.com or on my membership website, singlikeyouspeak.com. Take care, everybody.